Now, we've got Ray Thomas joining us. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, isn't that great news? The track. We'll get Gary Cleese's sort of opinion on the track, how it will play today. Given we've had a couple of race meetings in the last week, Sean, but generally speaking, with a good surface, and Michael B just told you it's between a 4 and a 5, which is great news. I think this track will race pretty fairly for Ramorny Day, and then we'll back up for the Grafton Cup tomorrow, Sean.
We will, and Gary Cleese joins us. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean, and good morning, Ray. And the track's played really good here. This is our third day of the carnival, but the rail has been out about 3 metres. It goes into the tree position today and just might play that little bit leaderish, but got a great grass cover on it, and they've done a magnificent job, all the course creators here and the guys that work on the track. And we've just got a glorious day, and let's hope we can find some winners. Ray and Sean.
All right, Andrew Giorgio, tab.com.au. Joining us, morning, Andrew.
Morning, Cozzy. Good morning, boys. The punters have been out in force already for this two-day carnival, Cozzy. So, interesting to see whether a few of these horses can get the money for them early on today.
All right, now the first, we put out 5, Rib Roncorn, 10, Rignon.
We have Dubawi Sniper at $3.40. Hidden Storm is at 7s. Latino Lover at 23. Porn Star Pete at 15s. Western Alliance, 11. Blackberry, $3.50. SMS, 26. Nutcracker, 41s. Samantha's Gold, 60s. And Woodington is a $3.60 chance. This race was fairly quiet. Not a great deal of activity to speak of up until about half an hour ago. And that's when we saw the money for Blackberry, 420 into 350.
Yeah, that's interesting, Andrew. Look, I've got Blackberry on the inside gate, sort of trying to hold his position. I think Dubawi's Sniper will come across from gate 7 with Porn Star Pete, who's drawn outside him. Dubawi's Sniper backing up from Sunday, likes to lead. I think he'll cross and lead. Perhaps Porn Star Pete sits on his outside. Blackberry gets the run of the race with Western Alliance forward in a nice position, and Waterton might just get back from his inside gate, Gary.
Yeah, that speed map right, Ray. I'm 7, 12, 1 and 6. I'm with a 7 Blackberry here. Look, she really caught the eye on debut. She went to the 900 metres and she drew an outside gate. But no kidding you, she was 4 and 5 wide the entire trip. She was beaten 0.8 of a length, 900 metres, and she just kept finding the line. You would think today, if she begins from the one gate, she's going to get a lovely run. I've got a lot of time for this filly, the 12 Woodit, and she's only lightly raced. She's been placed here. She runs second at Ballina. That one run back, she had a very, very heavy track behind James Lee World. She's a better filly on top of the ground. One horse has come out of it to win, and she's got the ideal gate again. Look, the top of Dubawi Sniper, like you said, Ray, he's on the back, quick back up from here 3 days ago. He can do a lot wrong, this guy, and he looked home to the world. He didn't run out the 1,100. I think the key that he gets back here to the 1,000 metres, and 6 Western Alliance has done nothing wrong both his runs this time in, and he gets a claim. 7, 12, 1 and 6 for me in race 1.
Yeah, I'm going to the 12, Gary Waterton. Look, I know she's had a few excuses in her three-start career so far, 3 minor placings. And Gary pointed out that running back in May was on a very heavy track. She's had a let-up since, resuming here on top of the ground. From the 2 gate, I dare say she'll probably settle midfield, Gary, but with even luck in running, I think she'll be hitting the line hard, number 12, Waterton. I've got her on top from the 1, Dubawi Sniper, and Gary nailed it. He just didn't run out the 1,106 metres on Sunday. He'll be in front for a long, long way here, Dubawi Sniper. I don't mind backing horses on the quick backup, coming back a fraction in trip. He's got that rock-hard fitness, which will help him today. Number 2, Hidden Storm, awkwardly drawn here. He'll probably get back, but he'll be charging home late. I didn't mind his run last start behind Supertonic, and I thought the 6 Western Alliance was the best of the rest. It was handy last start at Coffs Harbour. Had the 2 runs back, both been sound efforts. Big watch also on the 7 Blackberry. Andrew Giorgio's mentioned money for it, and that's Gary Cleese's on top selection. Can't tip more, boys. I've got 12 Waterton on top. 12, 1, 2 and 6 in the first.
All right, now race 2, there's no scratchings.
Yes, St. Luke is at $18. Avro Sun at $2.30. Kilmarnock, 5s. Prince Albert, 71. Push the Sky Away, 330. Sound World at 100s. Defence Witness, $7. Hassanique, 60s. Outstrip, $7.50. and Suggest a Partner is an $18 chance. Well, Avro Sun is the first of these horses that they have come for pretty well today at Grafton. $3.60 best price, and today it's already $2.50 into $2.30.
I don't think they'll break any track records here, boys. Look, it's hard to find a designated leader. There probably isn't one in this field. In saying that, I think the 7 Defence Witness might roll forward here and hold the inside gate, Gary. Push the Sky Away likes to race up on speed, as does St Luke, who's drawn the nice gate, but he's on trial at the 2200. I think Defence Witness leads probably a bit of a sit and sprint this one, Gary.
It is, yeah. I think the speed map's got a ride. I can't find a lot of speed. Like, I'm 3.5. 2 and 10. I'm with Kilmarnock. He really goes good here, this horse, and he was huge in the Cup prelude behind First Crush. I reckon this is a little bit easier, Simon. He is a better horse when he gets a little bit firmer track, and I still reckon he's going to get that here today. If I push the Sky Away, she has done nothing wrong with this preparation. The only thing with her, she's only won up to 1,800 metres, and I know she was placed here over the 2,215, but she draws a good gate, goes up about 3 kilos. To Avro Sun, well, he's just going great. His Dubbo win was good. He had to come back to the mile at Gunnedah last start. Just my little concern with him, he carried the 54 kilos at Gunnedah, and he goes up 5 kilos here today. And King suggests a partner is always around the mark. He's nice and fit, and his last two runs had plenty of merit in it. But this is not a bad stayer, and he can relax and find the line 3, Kilmarnock. 3, 5, 2, and 10, race 2, right?
All right, now we'll get Ray. Ray's just dropped out there. We'll get him back in just a sec, Gary, and get Ray's thoughts here as well. Beautiful day, isn't it? They couldn't have asked much better today for the Ramoy Handicap.
But Sean, it's just glorious. And, you know, we talked last week when we had the two good days on the Thursday and the Sunday, and we woke up this morning, there's not hardly a cloud in the sky and beaming down. They're just really blessed this time of the year to get this great weather. And it is a great carnival, and you spoke about it plenty of times, Sean. 5 race meetings in 10 days. It's not easy for a track to handle, but this track seems to do it, and they do a good job, mate.
All right. Now, Ray, what do you like in the second?
Yeah, sorry about that, boys. I'm keen on the 2 Avros and here. Look, had a little let-up after a really dominant win over 2200 at Dubbo. I love the way you tacked the line that day, and had 39 days off, came back over 1,600 at Gunnedah, and again, super impressive. Peeled off the leaders at the top of the straight, put a margin on them late. Back up to the 2,200. He's got that residual fitness off that late autumn, early winter campaign. We did get up to the 2,200, and I think he's the horse to be here in the second. Pretty keen on the 2, Avro Sun. I thought the danger was number 5, Push the Sky Away. Tough and hard last start in that Grafton Cup prelude behind First Crush and Kilmarnock. He'll be up on speed and he'll be tough to run down. I agree with Gary, the 3 Kilmarnock right in the contest here. Much better effort last start behind First Crush when he split it and pushed the Sky Away. And number 1, St Luke, if it runs the trip out, it's got the class edge, but that's the big query for mine. In the second, I'm pretty keen on Avro Sun, number 2, 2, 5, 3, and 1 in race 2.
All right, the third event, we pull out 3 El Cabana and 9 Royal Receiver.
$3.20 here for Hurricanes. Great Job is at 4s. Dagger Boy, $6. We have Cupid's Rose at 41s. $4.80 for Frisky One. Rainbow Lace at 7. Dorlota, 13s. My Boy Solito is at $6.50. And Mr. Burgess, you can have $71 about the bottom one. Well, a very good push here for 2 runners. The first of them is Hurricanes. $5 on opening. It's now at $3.20. While the other one that they have backed is Frisky One. $8, and they were specking it all the way down through 7s and 6s. It's now $4.80, just back out to 5 now. But in saying that, easily one of the best backed runners in this race.
Yeah, decent speed here, I thought. Gary, Rainbow Lace from its favourable draw probably kicks up with Dagger Boy coming over with Great Job. I think they're the top 3 in the early speed battle. From there, I think the likes of Hurricanes can get the run of the race, Gary.
Yeah, I'm 2, 1, 6, and 10. I'm just taking the lead. Tracy Bartley scratched the 2 Great Job out of the guineas and just left him here. Look, he was good to win at Canamble the other day. Just looking off the replay, he's destined for blinkers and he gets the blinkers on first time. Look, I'll give Hurricanes a great chance. I thought his last 2 runs at Canterbury and Warwick Farm have been good, but then on the slow and the heavy, he certainly gets to a better track. 6 Frisky One, I like the way she found the line at Warwick Farm, got a mile out of the ground. She can do that, but that was 1,400 metres and gets up to the mile. And my boy Salido had plenty of merit in that first up run. I know he's on the quick backup, but he gets no weight on his back. And he is a two times winner, and both his wins have been here at the Grafton Circuit. 2, 1, 6, and 10, race 3, right?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gary. I've got the 2 on top. A great job from the 1 Hurricanes. Look, he's done a great job at his last 2 starts, winning his maiden and then at Bathurst and then backing that up at Coonamble. The only little query I have, Gary, is he's drawn barrier 1 on both of those occasions and got run of the race stuff. He'll have to do a little bit of work here today from his awkward gait. But look, I think he's up to it. And that lead that you mentioned, Tracy Bartley, did enter great job for the Guineas, decided to run it in the lesser race. I think he's pulled the right rein, and this horse will be right in the mix. I've got him on top from the 1 Hurricanes. It's the big danger. He wasn't beaten all that far in that Cosmic Engine race. Now, Cosmic Engine put a bit of a margin on his rivals late to beat Bastia at Warwick Farm, and Hurricanes was a solid 6, beaten 5 1/4 lengths, making up good ground late. He'll get a nice run today, and he'll be the one charging home at the finish. I thought number 4, Dagger Boy, did a good job, admittedly on a heavy track last start at Ballina. He's in form, he's very fit. And of the rest, I didn't mind the 7, Rainbow Lace, be up on speed, and this mare will run a race at odds. But I've gone the 2, great job to beat the 1 Hurricanes in the third, 2, 1, 4, and 7.
Now the 4th, we put out 5, Proud to Miss, 7, great job, and 9, bring your A game.
Here we have Constantine at $5. Sneaky Glance, $2.10 and favourite. Sabrarian, $5.50. Fit for Purpose, $4.60. Image of Love, $8. And Mobile at $26. Well, all one-way traffic here for Sneaky Glance, boys. It was $2.50 on opening. It was $2.30 this morning. And now it's a $2.10 favourite. And one of the bigger bets that we have seen is about a 9,000 at $2.20, taken about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think Sabrarian just goes straight to the front here and controls tempo, Gary. And actually, I don't see a lot of his rivals taking him on here. I think Sabrarian will, as I said, control this tempo. Sneaky Glance will probably slide across and tuck in behind Sabrarian. Fit for Purpose will settle forward. Constantine generally gets back in his races, but small field gate 1, he'll be camped up a lot closer. But I think Sabrarian controls here, Gary.
Yeah, you got it right with the speed map there, Ray. 2, 4, 3, 1. I went to see Sneaky Glance. I was just all over him when he won the Guineas Prelude here 2 runs ago, and he is just one lovely horse in the yard. And look, he did a good job to win at Demon 2 weeks ago. He had to work down the back. He found the front down the running, and I like the kick he gave down the straight. I think 4, Fit for Purpose, is the big danger. He's only lightly raced. He draws a good gate. He's coming off that real good mile win in a Class 1 at Demon 2 weeks ago. 3, Siberian, like you said, Ray, he looks the likely leader. They leave him alone. He's going to be the horse they've got to run down. If he gets no pressure on him, and 1, Constantine, even going up in weight, he is coming back in grade from that 3-year-old Guineas at the Sunny Coast. And to offset that, he's just got that beautiful gait despite going up in weight. 2, 4, 3, and 1 in the Guineas, right?
Yeah, same numbers, Gary. Slightly different order. I've just gone Sabrarian, 1, the price factor. He's out to $5.50 compared to the $2.10. The money's coming for Sneaky Glance, as Andrew mentioned earlier. And I just had that suspicion, Gary, that he just might be able to dictate here and get things run pursuit out in front. And if there is a slight leaderish bias here today with the rail going back to the true, he just ticks a lot of boxes for mine, Sabrarian, particularly at the price for $5.50. Look, he was good last Saturday at Kemba. Don't worry about his 30 dead heater that day behind Wings. Took on older horses, led for a long way. A much better run than his second up flop behind Samadout. I know the Waterhouse Botsable had excuses for him that day. His only other run this preparation, he was tough winning at Warwick Farm first up on a heavy. But that run last Saturday at Kemba on a good track showed he's got no issues also on top of the ground. And I just think run of the race stuff might give him the edge here, 3, Sabrarian. The 2, Sneaky Glance, obviously the horse to beat. Form is faultless, a promising 3-year-old from the Toby Edmonds stable. And if he gets across to settle behind Sabrarian, he'll be stalking the leader all the way. The 1, Constantine, I'm convinced is a good horse, and as Gary said, comes out of a much stronger race, the Sunshine Coast Guineas. His 2 wins prior to that were excellent. And throw in the 4, Fit for Purpose. He was also good at Doomben last start in really good form. A top 4 have it between them. A good little Guineas, this one. I've got 3, Sabrarian on top of the odds. 3, 2, 1, and 4.
Now the 5th, the number 4, Dream Starter, comes out.
We have All in All at 21s. Don't Play Around, $4.40. Fraternator, $4.20. Miss Parkin, $4.80. Mother's Presence, $18. Smithtown, 15. Best of My Love, 34. One More, Two More, 12. Whispering Wings at 8. London Lady, 13. Stella Jewel, 40s. Dashing Wind, 20s. Moringa's Tootsie, $17. And Don't Mean Maybe is at 61s. Fairly wide open race, boys. The customer's not too sure which way to go here. I can tell you that the most popular runner in terms of money taken is Whispering Wings, while the mover has been Don't Play Around. $5 on opening, now $4.20.
Plenty of speed in this big field, boys. I've got Miss Parkin kicking up from her favourable gate and probably crossing to lead. All in all, from gate 7, will come across with Miss Parkin. Don't Play Around, the horse that Andrew said has been good money for, should get up into a nice position. Fratinator won't be too far off them. Mother's Presence likes to go forward in its races, but has drawn off the track here. Good speed here in the fifth, Gary. I've got Miss Parkin perhaps getting to the front early with All in All camping on its outside.
Yeah, nice filly too, Ray. Yeah, I'm 3-2-5 and said I'm with Ray. And I haven't seen her in the yard before. Neil Osborne down from Canberra. I like to win at Orange in the maiden. I even like the last run. She's had a little bit of a long break. Freshen up. She's had that little soft trial. I think the gate's important to her. Looking at her off the replay, she's a big filly and she doesn't want to be jammed up. Two, Don't Play Around. Look, on face value, I thought she was disappointing at Rock Anthem, but it was a class two. Coming back to the 1,100 metres, back to her fillies and mares, but the one gate and Bevan Lemmy there, they're a very astute judge. Five Miss Parkin, she's the last start winner. She only had two goes. She won a maiden here. I'm going to do a query with her, Ray. No form has come out of that maiden where she won, but both the trials since winning there have been good. And I did this little mare a chance, 7 Smithtown. She's 1-for-1 on the track. She draws good. He did a very heavy track at Kempsey last start. Prior to that run, second beyond Elite Double O, and Elite Double O's come out to win two since then. Better track will suit her today. 3-2-5-7 in an open race, right?
Yeah, it is a competitive race, Gaz. I've got the 5 Miss Parkin on top. Look, she was probably a little bit disappointing on debut in the maiden at the Gold Coast, but she'd showed promise prior to that and went into that race as favourite. She went to Grafton, as Gary said, and she made amends, leading all the way to win her maiden. Had a freshen up since 10 weeks between runs. I've loved both her recent trials. And look, she'll be up on the speed. She'll probably lead here, make her own luck. I think she'll be tough to run down. When she was challenged at Grafton in her maiden win, she fought back like a little tiger. And I think she'll be hard to pass in number 5, Miss Parkin. I've got her on top from Gary's top selection, number 3, Fratinator. Look, was slow away at Orange, recovered to win really well on debut, and then last start at Canberra, actually got to the front on the turn and boxed them all to run fourth behind some good, tough older horses in a race won by Queenie. And it's good form lines for this. Has had a recent trial at Canberra too. Of the rest, I thought the 10 Whispering Wings from the nice gate shouldn't get too far back off them, this mare, and her recent form's been pretty sound. She did chase home a smart horse in Camboya Rock on a very heavy track at Ipswich last start. And of the rest, the 2 Don't Play Around. I agree with Gary, disappointing at Rockhampton, but is better than that. Very open race, the 5th. I've got 5 Miss Parkin on top. 5, 3, 10, and 2.
Right, yeah, race 6, number 10, Silent Statue out.
We have Yours, Mine, Ours at $3.90. Amalak Bobby, $8.50. Tex Me, 19s. Little Cayuse at 80s. Melted Moments, $19. Ackerman, 16. Boolaroo, 6s. Mr. Chow, $3.90. Ram Away, 21s. Me Mongo, 26. Ready Zame Fire at 15. Paru River at 12. Radiologist at 11. And you can have $81 for the bottom one there in Hidden Rock. Again, a race that hasn't really been figured out by our customers at the moment. Yours, Mine, Ours did open up at $4.40. It's now into that $3.90 quote. The other one that has moved, Mr. Chow, $4.80 into $3.90. And if you are looking for one at each way odds, Me Mongo, it was $35 on opening. It's now $23.
Yeah, good speed again here in this 1,100 metre sprint. Look, I think Mr. Chow's a horse who might roll forward and take up the early running. Yours, Mine, Ours with the big weight will probably cross and settle outside Mr. Chow. Tex Me's drawn inside those two. Could make it interesting early. Got a genuine tempo here, Gary, with probably Mr. Chow taking up the early running.
Yeah, it is, Ray. Yeah, Andrew, if you can hear me down there, what price for Boolaroo, mate? The 7?
It's currently at 6s, Gary, after being $7 earlier.
line up. Yeah, you like him. I like him. I'm 7-1, 6-8. He's a really good horse, third up this horse, and he wants a dry track, and he gets it here today, and he draws a good pin. His first up run was enormous, beaten three. He's always disappointing second up, and I've seen him here four times, and he's been placed three times, but I like the gate for him. I like the firm track for him and Corey Brown aboard, and I think he's well placed. Top weight, yours, mine, ours. Look, the only query that I've got with him, not the form, the form's outstanding, but he goes up 5 kilos. I mean, we are talking a horse that's got 63.5 kilos on his back, plus a kilo for the vest. We're talking 64.5 kilos. Big weight, 6 Ackerman. If anyone saw his first up run at Cessnock for the new yard, he was huge. He's a very, very good horse, this, and he'll walk in the mounting yard and look enormous. And I've got 8, Mr. Chow. I really like his win at Toowoomba. Now, even though it was a maiden, but there was a 6 lengths margin there. And he's in a very, very astute yard. He could even take that step up to a 55 rating. 7-1, 6-8 for me in race 6, right?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the top weight, yours, mine, ours. Look, I take your point, Gary's got to carry this huge weight here. He is a good weight carrier. He's been in terrific form, and he comes out of a benchmark 65 at Gunnedah when he was only narrowly beaten by So You Know, and he finished in front of pretty handy sprinters like Mossman's Gold and Ruby May that day. Comes back to a benchmark 55 here. Of course, he has to carry this huge weight, but he's in terrific form. He's got good gate speed. Josh Adams, who's riding so well, will get him across, I think, outside Mr. Chow. And then I think yours, mine, ours, class will take over late. It'll be a terrific contest, though, because I agree with Gary. Mr. Chow was super impressive at Toowoomba last start. Took control of that race before the turn and bounded away to win by 6 lengths. There was a big margin to the third horse. He absolutely gapped them. He's a horse who's come back in terrific order, Mr. Chow, and he'll give yours, mine, ours, something to chase here. Of the rest, look, I thought the three text me. Didn't mind its effort last start on the Gold Coast in a competitive class three, back into its right grade now, fitter for 2 runs back from the spell. And I agree with Gary, Boolaroo is a terrific chance. $6, great odds, Corey Brown to ride, fitter for 2 runs back from the spell, right in the contest. Good competitive race here. I'm going with a toppy, though, in race 6, number 1, yours, mine, ours. 1, 8, 3, and 7 in race 6.
Rightio, race 7, the Ramorny, 4, Mount Nebo, number 8, Omen, 12, Sony Legend, 17, Tail Event, and 20, Steve Surprise, come on.
Yeah, the Monstar is at $5. Boss Lane at 10s, Flippant, $5.50. Someday, 51. Steel Zip, 26. Batterhoz, $4.20. Lucky Tom is at 26s. Londa Hero, 21. Mogator, 18s. O'Reilly's Revenge, 23. Calander at 4s, Freestanding 26, Evangelist at 100s, Red Bowers at 60s, and Three Sheets is a $26 pop. Well, in terms of popularity here, it's the Monstar in front of Flippant. Now, the Monstar was $9 when the boys first posted the market. It's now a $5 chance. We've seen good money today for Flippant, including a bet of $1,134 each way at the 550 quote this morning. Of the others, there has been some specking for Boss Lane. Interestingly, not a great deal of support for Batterhoz at this stage.
That wide barrier's got people spooked, I think, Andrew, with Batterhoz. Obviously, big field, so Ramorny handicap. There'll be genuine tempo here. The Monstar, who's just in career best at the moment, he'll roll forward and probably lead here. O'Reilly's Revenge and Lucky Tom are drawn out together, wide out, but they've got good gate speed. They'll cross and get over to go for with the Monstar. I can see the Peter and Paul Snowden train duo of Flippin, who's drawn gate 2, and Calander in gate 3, tucking in behind that leading bunch and getting perfect runs. Genuine tempo, as it always is in Ramorny. I think the Monstar will lead them up, Gary.
Yeah, I'm 2-14, 1-3. I'm just with Bossy Lane. Look, I know he's around that $9 mark. He's first up and had merit. I like his winter dash run. I like his spurred up record. Andrew Atkins knows every blade of grass here at the Grafton Circuit. He's ridden plenty of horses. I'm just with him. My big danger is Calander, the three-year-old. He's lightly raced. He hasn't put a foot wrong. We've seen good three-year-olds win this race. I like the gate for him, and I like the weight for him. But one, the Monster, he's going to be hard to beat. He gets in at the same weight as what he carried in the Civic Stakes there behind Gold Symphony. And three, Flippin', are really taken with her first up run on the Healing at Doomben. A great second up record. And you would think from that gate she's just going to get a lovely run. And another mare that's got a really good second up record. Good race. 2-14, 1-3 for me in the Real Morning, right?
Yeah, I've gone the three flippant for all those reasons Gary just said. I love to come back running the Group 3, the Healy. Wasn't beaten all that far behind a horse who's in absolutely flying at the moment in Burning Passion. And as Gary said, she's going to lob into the perfect spot behind those first three or four in running from Gate 2. She'll get run of the race stuff. Significantly, her second up record, as Gary pointed out, is outstanding. And this track, back close to a good four, that's the sort of surface flippant needs. All her five career wins have been on good tracks. So she gets the track surface to suit, gets run of the race stuff at the right part of her preparation. I like the three flippant here. About the 550, though, is rock bottom odds, but I think she'll be really hard to beat. I'm tipping at Peter and Paul Snowden trained Quinella here, boys. I think the 14 Calander is the big danger. Look, he was terrific last start, ridden off the speed, powered through the line to beat Sir Plush convincingly. This is what he needs, around about 1,200 metres with a solid tempo, which you'll get. He can sit off them, then he can unleash that powerful finish, which he's got. I think the Snowden stable will realise he's basically a sprinter, needs genuine tempo, gets that today and gets a firm track. He's the big danger, Calander. Number one, the Monstar. Look, I've heard some people say, is it wet enough for the Monstar? We know he's a superior wet track. He won the June Stakes 2 starts back on a heavy 10. But, look, he's also got really good form on top of the ground too. Three of his 11 career wins come on good tracks. And just the fact he's racing so well at the moment, his Civic Stakes run last start, it took a genuinely top-class horse in Gold Symphony to run him down late. He comes back a fraction to the 1,200, but he'll be leading for a long, long way here, the Monstar. Brett Kavanagh has got this horse racing in super form. Of the rest, I thought the 7 Badajoz, he's going to need all the luck in the world from that wide gate, but look, if he can get some cover, Corey Brown can find some cover on Badajoz, watch for him because he unleashed a brilliant turn of foot to win at the Sunshine Coast last start. He's in form, he's in the zone, just needs luck in running. Great Ramorny. I've got the Snowden stable going 1-2 here, boys. Three flippant on top from 14, 1 and 7.
All right, the final event, race 8, Palladade Natural Black, 12 on demand, 14 Safety Peg and the 17 Buddy's Ode.
550 for the toppy here in Glitra. Kaluta is at $6.50. Showday, 34s. Dustman, $8.50. King Capel Chief at 7. Splinter, $11. Schopenhauer, 34. Predinia, 21s. Pervossa, 34s. Snappy 1, $4.20. Power Receiver, 26. Smart Devil at $8.50. And you can have $9 for the bottom one there in Onslow. And Onslow is one of those horses that has firmed up since the market first opened. $16 was best price available. It's now at $9. The other one down towards the bottom there, Smart Devil, 11s into $8.50. And then focusing on the ones up near the top there, Kaluta, $8 into $6.50.
Yeah, I couldn't find a designated leader here, but I thought Power Receiver from its inside gate's going to roll forward and probably try and hold the rails. Glitra's drawn wide out, but will cross with his big weight, probably settles outside Power Receiver. Snappy One's going to get a perfect run from its inside gate, camped up on the speed. Coolotta also drawn well, shouldn't be too far away. Showday's wide draw, does like to get up on speed, but will need luck getting across. But I think this is the size of the field, Gary, will ensure they run along a bit here in the last.
Yeah, you would think so. And they normally do that here, 14, Ray. I'm 2, 5, 11 and 4. I just like Coolotta. I like his first up win at Wagga. And look, you go back on that Kim LaGrange. Things never went right there. There was a false start. He got going. He modified him up. I like the gate for him, and I like 1,400 metres. I still think he's just going to get a cosy run in behind him. My big watch, and he was smashed last year, was King Capel Chief, the 5, and the John Smurdenya. He scratched his only other two runners and left this fella in. He's 1-for-1 at the track. Look, if there's any move for him in the betting, he's going to be hard to beat. 11, Snappy 1. Well, he gets a good run from the gate. The only query, I just found he's a little bit better on rain-affected track. And 4, Dustman, he resumed in great order. He rounded him up quick at the Gold Coast first up, 1,700. He's got a great record here on his home track, and he's got a good second up record. He's just come back a different horse this preparation. 2, 5, 11 and 4 for me in the last, right?
Yeah, I think it's a tough race to finish off the day, Gary. I've gone for 11, Snappy 1, but with no real confidence. The point Gary made, an important one. 10 starts on good tracks, yet to be placed. But Look, he's come back in really good order. He was fourth first up on a reasonable track at Randwick in a highway behind Clipper and Sun Craze. That's good form. Broke through second up this prep to win a class three, a strong class three at Muswellbrook, albeit on his favourite heavy surface. Then last start, look, he was game running fifth behind Net Achiever. I just think he's going to get the right run today, and if he's ever going to produce on a relatively firmish surface, he gets the opportunity this afternoon. He's well-weighted, drawn the right gate, gets the good run. He's very fit. 11 snappy one. I wouldn't be taking less than the 420, though. I think it'll be hard to beat. The one Glitcher, if it had drawn an alley, would have had him on top. He was terrific last start at Taree. Just needs a little bit of luck getting across from that wide-ish gate. But the important thing is he won last start on a soft seven. He's a much better horse on top of the ground. Of his four career wins, three of them have been on good tracks. He's 3 from 5 on top of the ground. If he gets any luck in running, as I said earlier, he'll be in the finish for four for sure. Number four. Paul Dustman, agree with Gary, very good first up. Hit the line strongly at the Gold Coast. Can only improve off that. That was his first run for nearly a year. And of the rest, the two, Colotta, just needs a bit of luck in running here. Should get it from the four gate. Was very good first up at Wagga over 1,000, then backed that up with a reasonable effort last start in the My Dream race at Kembla Grange. Better suited here. Competitive race the last. I've got 11 snappy one on top. I won't be taking less than the 420 though that Andrew is quoting at the moment. In the last 11-1, 4-2.
All right. Now, Andrew, what's been best backed?
Oh, look, without doubt, Cozzy, it has to be Sneaky Glance. Race 4, number 2. The horse is holding 85% of the early money in that fourth race.
All right. So that's your best. Good on you, Andrew. We'll talk to you through the day.
Cheers, Coz.
Now, Ray, your best?
Yeah, on a tough day. Look, I want to go to the Ramorny. I like Flippant in the Ramorny. I think she's just going to get the right run. As Gary mentioned earlier, her second up stats are terrific. She loves firm tracks, and I think she'll run a terrific race around the 550 price. That's race 7, number 3, Flippant.
And Gary, what do you like?
Yeah, like race 1, number 7, Blackberry. I like the debut run, and I think she finds the right gate. So race 7, number 1, Blackberry, and also race 3, number 2, Great Job. I like those blinkers going on this drive. He was the dual acceptor. So race 1, number 7, race 3, number 2, and Quaddy numbers, Sean, in the first leg. Shortener up with 2 and 3. Second leg, 7, 1, 6 and 8. Third leg, 2, 14, 1, 3. And in the last leg, 2, 5 and 11, Sean.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you here today with the late mail.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, we got a glorious day and great days racing, Sean.
Terrific. Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleasy there.